taking out contact, clipping back clipping, and some things that define high school sports. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to a new season of This Week in High School Sports. We've said that high school football is safer than ever, and indeed it is. Practice policies initiated by the MHSEA a year ago have already proven to reduce blows to the head and upper body by over 40%, and schools or coaches are looking for innovative ways to hone techniques while reducing contact. Some have taken a page from the Ivy League playbook and eliminated contact altogether. Here's longtime Hazlitt head coach Charlie Ottolewski.
You know, I don't know if anybody, you know, can afford injuries. Nobody wants injuries. Well, you surely don't want them in practice.
Right.
So then that kind of sort of evolved until, you know, then the concussion thing started to happen. So it wasn't, we didn't do it because of concussions. We did it because of general overall injuries.
Right. Hazlitt has reduced the amount of contact in practice gradually over the past three seasons, saving the hitting for game day, something that the kids have bought into, according to senior lineman Justin Kushnicki.
Not only, like, we aren't hitting, but we're still doing, like, the footwork and the mechanics all needed to be, put yourself in the position to be ready for Friday.
The Vikings open at home against Remus Chippewa Hills this weekend, one of seven foes on this year's schedule, which reached the MHSAA playoffs in 2015. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Adrian's Jack Schaefer, who set a course record in leading the Maples to a team win in the Lenawee County Cross Country Preview on Saturday, and to Rochester's Brooke Busey, who medaled at the Traverse City Lober Golf Invitational last week. Water is a critical nutrient for student-athletes. Dehydration can cause muscle cramping and fatigue. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name is Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Play ball! Play ball! Play ball!
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Most of the recent rule changes in high school football have all dealt with increasing player safety. The most significant change for the 2016 season focuses on safety, especially for offensive and defensive linemen. For many years, the free blocking zone, that area between the two offensive tackles, was an area where two types of blocks below the waist and clipping, that are illegal on other parts of the field, were legal if it was done by linemen initially at the start of the play. For this season, clipping is now an illegal block, even in the free blocking zone, while blocks below the waist continue to be legal from in front.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. As we launch into another school year, I want to touch on a few things that truly define high school sports, starting with a last look back at June's track and field finals. Now, we'll be talking more and more about the value of multiple sport participation, and a great example back in June was Saugatuck's Blake Dunn, a four-sport performer who set two finals meet records in leading the Indians to a second straight Lower Peninsula Division IV crown. Dunn dedicated that Saturday to his track team instead of the baseball team, and he told us afterwards that he was thankful that his coaches let him split his time. And every high school coach who ever told an athlete that they need to specialize on their team ought to be ashamed of themselves. And everyone needs to remember the incredible sportsmanship displayed when Hamilton's Erica Freyhoff and Holland Christian's Kayla Windemuller got their feet tangled with a big lead on the rest of the field in the Division II 3,200-meter run. Windemuller went down, but Freyhoff waited for her to get up and let her take her place back in first. That's the kind of sportsmanship we should have every day at every event. Finally, an old media friend, former Grand Rapids Press sports writer Howie Beardsley, now a registered game official, posted on Facebook last week how coaches and athletes can encourage the men and women in stripes. After a long, hot football scrimmage, so many kids and coaches on all of the teams visited with the officials to thank them for being there so they could play. Let's remember, if we acted that way during and after every game, more people would stay in officiating. Join us next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.